Woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down, episode 87. Sid the Kid, Sid Crosby. What else happened in 87? I don't know. Seventh grade. I got to start with just a great moment. So I'm recording on a Saturday. Last night, as it turns out, was a Friday. They usually go in order. And I went out to dinner with the wife, who reminded me that she hasn't gone out to dinner a lot lately. So we went to Rudy's, which is our staple. But the thing about Rudy's is there's about five or six high tops, which are the far superior place to sit. They are in the bar area. They are four top high tops. And if you don't get one of those, you either try to get a spot at the bar, which is weird because you can't really talk to each other very well, or you end up in the dining room, which immediately turns the experience into like visiting your grandmother at the at Friendship Village. So you need to be at the high tops. That's where the action is. But Rudy's is a very busy place, especially as we get into the holidays. So I drop her off side door. I park the car. And when I come into the restaurant, I'm not making this up, I hear the hostess saying to another couple, "Yeah, it's very competitive for these tables. So you just have to get in there and try to get one." And I don't know what to tell you. It looks like that person now has the table. And so this young couple, they're just shell shocked, and I start walking forward, and I see my wife just smiling, sitting at the high top alone. And I said, "You know, did you just take these? What happened before I got in here? Because I heard the hostess kind of talking to this other couple. It seems like, did you take their table?" And she said, "No, this is just how it works. I walked right in. I walked past them. They were asking a bunch of questions. And I saw some people leaving. And I did the classic, you know, handoff. Can I have your table when you leave? Yes, you can. And I got it." And she looks at me and she goes, "You just have to know how to navigate the world." And that was just such a great line. You just have to know how to navigate the world. And so the only awkward part of this was, so then the couple who got absolutely dunked on by my wife for the high top, they were standing at the bar trying to get a drink, and they were right next to our table, almost to the point where it was like they were going to ask us to sit in the two other spots, like some sort of Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. Like, you know, obviously you won this sort of face-off for the table, but until we get another table, can we use these two seats? And but then we got to watch them kind of prey upon another four-top and execute flawlessly the same maneuver they had recently been defeated by my wife. So it was almost like we were in prison. We were the people with the tears tattooed under our eyes. We kind of showed them how you just pounce on a high top, and then we got to watch the little bird leave the nest and claim a table of their own. So that was a pretty fun Friday. I did get to visit some hockey players up in Sioux Falls this week, and it was kind of a community day where we were filming this junior hockey team going to Feeding South Dakota, Toys for Tots. At the end of the day, two of the players were ringing the Salvation Army bell outside of a Lewis Drug. And I walked up to this one kid from New York, and I just said, "How you doing?" And he goes, "Buzzing. Enjoying life, getting better." That was actually his response to "How are you doing?" He's buzzing, enjoying life, getting better. So that's why I think generally spending time around junior hockey players is like an alligator getting sunshine electricity. I am going to talk a little bit about animals. Riggins has had a very busy week. My brother brought a Bloody Mary fixins over for Thanksgiving, and he left the bag on our back porch. He was probably trying to give it to us, to be fair. He was being nice because there was a bottle of Tito's in there, some beef sticks. But what ended up happening is squirrels got into the bag and were eating cheese curds that he had included and put on kind of a stick in his Bloodies. And they didn't get the cheese curds all the way to the tree. And so our dog Riggins had this amazing moment where he thought that squirrels had like left him a bag of cheese curds. And so there was a whole period for a little bit where he wasn't even barking at this. It was almost like, wait a minute, I had this all wrong. You know me. You know what I love. Because they had brought this sort of half bag of cheese curds for him. I also believe our dog is one of the only dogs with a dad bod. You know, I think he's supposed to be about 35 pounds. He's clocking in about 47. He truly has a dad bod, which is pretty cool for a dog. And his latest toy is a baby doll. You might remember this baby from our Flip Cup tournament. But he's been carrying around this baby doll, and he tears it apart limb by limb. So the grandkid transition might be tough if Riggins is still kicking, because he now thinks that small babies, you're supposed to carry them in your mouth and then one leg, then an arm, and eventually shred them. So if you do have a small child, I would say if you have a kid who can't walk, you're not going to want to come over here to our place when Riggins is around. I pulled the trigger on another Jay Hilburn item. I have found my black pants, if any of you were concerned about that. I may have mentioned that before. But I did the hoodie. I got a wool hoodie. And I put the phrase Rey across the front. R-E-Y, which is king in Spanish. So, yes, my last name is on my hoodie. But since it's in Spanish, it seems less douchey, I think. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. But it's. I'll wear it at home. Maybe I'll just wear it at home with other king people. So I'm pretty excited about that. I've been loving my stuff. I'm a little disappointed. I would have thought some of you hitters out there, because there's like, we got CMOs that listen to this. We got big time business people, CEOs, owners, founders. I would have thought some of you would have looked at your wardrobe and been like, yeah, I got to raise my game. I'm going to give Andy, the stylist, a call. So I'll throw some pics of my stuff up on Instagram. Maybe you'll finally do it. Styled by Andy. Make a comment in the social post, whatever you need to do. Or even just text me if you're a listener, and we'll do it all above, you know, all above board. You don't need anybody to see that you need new clothes. You can do it very private, very discreet. I think that's a word Andy would say. She would call it discreet. So excited for the hoodie. I'll keep you posted. I think I'm going to feel like, you know, like Jake Allen on a bye week wearing that thing around. It's going to be cool. Thanksgiving, I got to mention, you know, the best holiday. How about the fact that Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday? So it has the holiday and then guaranteed every year a 3-day weekend following the holiday. So there is no other holiday that has a chance. Every once in a while, 4th of July will run into a weird scenario like that. But Christmas doesn't have that. It rotates. St. Patrick's, I mean, this is the best holiday by far. Built-in 3-day weekend every year into Thanksgiving. I mean, that's unbelievable. That is absolutely unbelievable. If you were doing a draft of holidays, I mean, and the Thanksgiving is looking at you, he's like, yeah, turkey, you can have ham. Also, like, 3-day weekend every time with me. Like, I'm bringing that with me. Like, I'm Gladys Knight, and that's my pips. Like, I'm bringing the 3-day weekend with me. Wife thought the ham was better than the turkey this year. her theory is we just do turkey out of tradition, but technically ham's a better meat. I don't know how I feel about that. I got to think about it. I asked this question before, and I don't know that I got an answer. So at one point I asked if you could wear a hat from a place you haven't been and you've never been, you know, with or a shirt. And I did have multiple people reach out to me and say, yeah, you can't do that. You either got to go to that place quickly or you can't wear that if you have never been there. I'm still curious. In our guest room at our house, my son has filled a huge pile of clothes that no longer fit him because he is skinny now. And so these are what some people would refer to as fat clothes. So there is a pile of fat clothes. And these are the nice ones because he likes to sell his clothes at Plato's Closet, whatever that is. But these are the ones that he thought were so nice that his dad should at least look at them before he sells them. And so I just don't know. Can you? I don't know if you can take somebody else's fat clothes. I feel like you can't. Like, I like drinking, but if one of my friends quit drinking because they were an alcoholic and then they wanted to give me their bar, even if it was all the alcohol I like to drink, I don't think I drive over there with a box and get that. You just can't. You got to think about if it's going upstream or downstream, and those things are coming downstream. So somebody, if you see me out there, let me know what you think about that. I'm concerned that they named this new variant Omicron. That's terrifying. Why are we? I guess they do that on purpose so people take it seriously, but really, Omicron? That's like, it reminds me of Destro, who was in G.I. Joe. He had like a metal head, or Optimus Prime. Omicron, that seems so, it seems so scary. That's like T2. It's like a virus that can turn into liquid. I don't know. I'm concerned that they named it that. I don't like that. It feels like the virus is going to win. I think we were too aggressive with that name. We could have called it like Nolan or like Tex, you know, or Marshall, some tough name. But Omicron is almost RoboCop level. That's too much. We gave too much power to the virus with that name. I did go on a walk this week with my wife. It was amazing. Maybe I'll do it again tomorrow. We've been out of that rotation since you became an IST. The single greatest thing you can do as a married couple is walk together, and we have not been doing that. Want to talk Big Wood for a second? I'm going to go there, as a matter of fact. I'm recording this at 3:11. I'll probably be at Big Wood Brewery at 3:30 on a Saturday. They got their ugly sweater party coming up on December 18th. It's going to be a ton of fun. I did the Flip Cup tournament, and it was awesome. There's just something about being stupid together. So throw on your ugly Christmas sweater, go down to Big Wood on the 18th. Trivia question for this week. Ty McBee is like the Yoda of Big Wood. He makes the beer. He sits there with a giant spoon and stirs the beer. Where did he brew beer before Big Wood Brewery? Got to be creative here. So think of that. Ty McBee, where did he brew beer before Big Wood Brewery? Answer that correctly on our Instagram, Sunday Morning Coming Down Pod. $25 gift card waiting for you at the tap room. I do want to say the answer a couple weeks ago. Jason Medvec, he played guitar in the Bay City Rollers. That was the answer. So I'll be putting a winner out for that one as well. I got to do this internet story just because I laughed so hard that I cried this week. So there's this actress. Her name is like Alexandra Daddario. Okay. She was in True Detective. I follow her on Instagram, which is probably a whole nother story, but I do. And she posts this picture of her and her guy. They're on a beach, and he's got his shirt off, and she's looking at the camera, and she's smiling. And I don't know if this was his birthday or their anniversary, but she put this on Instagram. And I'm going to read this to you because it's so amazing. She says, "The absolutely most wonderful man. You handle nonsense, loss, life, difficulty, people with grace and compassion. You're a loving father, funny, hardworking, honest, introspective, sexy, kind, and sensitive. You've made room on some of the prime real estate wall space for pictures of Levon, a dog you never even met. You've allowed the two knuckleheads, this must be two other dogs, who aren't as good as Levon, endless space in our home. And I love hearing you from upstairs talking to them when you don't know anyone is listening. You've taken the worst moments of my life and soothed them. Just knowing that you existed when they happened makes my heart fuller. I laugh every time I read that. And more peace together. Right now, I am looking at, wait for it, at all the giant packages of gluten-free Oreos you surprised me with." I think all Oreos are gluten-free, by the way. Or maybe that's Cheetos. I don't know. "It's so many Oreos, it makes me laugh. I love how we have been chastised and separated by flight attendants on multiple international flights because we are like teenagers. Why does it all feel so different? This is the love they talk about in poems and Ed Sheeran songs. Andrew, you are the greatest, most formidable love of my life. I couldn't be luckier." Okay, so I see this on Instagram and I immediately am like, holy shit, this woman like cut, it's like she filled the bathtub up and then cut her arm and was going to bleed out. She just put it all on Instagram. And then I started having a little panic attack where I was like, man, I don't know, like, I don't think my wife would say that about me. I don't think she would ever say, you make my heart fuller from the Oreos. I don't know. So I was just like, Jesus, like, what is this? And so then, just for shits and giggles, I decided, I'm like, okay, oh, here's the deal. It's still the internet, right? And so I'm like, I gotta click on the comments, right? So within 30 seconds of this famous actress posting this, I don't even know what you would call it, a historic love document on Instagram, somebody just says, "S2 Papa," because he looks older than her. And then he's going to be a senior citizen in a little over a decade. And then a what the fuck with 8 laughy faces. And then Kian S2 Papa. I just couldn't stop laughing. I'm just imagining, because it's not a person writing it in Spanish. It's actually a person in Spain, reads that whole thing, sees this picture of her and her gentleman on the beach, and just flips a Kian S2 Papa, just first comment. So, like, can you imagine she gets done posting that? She's like, should I put the Ed Sheeran line in or not? I don't know. Oh, I got to put the shh about the other two dogs. And then she posts it, and then it's like, boop, who's your dad? I mean, oh, sometimes the internet is terrible, and sometimes it's wonderful, and most of the time it's both. So I just thought you'd enjoy that. My other dramatic story, just for cross-genre appeal of the podcast, I had a nightmare this week. I've talked to a few people about this, and I've generally concluded no one wants to hear about your dreams. So I'm going to be really brief because it's a, like, I don't know. I just think it's bad content. But I had this dream where I felt like someone was taking me. So I was above my bed, and it was like either a ghost or an alien, or I was dying. I was getting pulled somewhere, taken, and I did not want to go. And so I have lucid dreams. I can control myself in my dreams. So I knew I was in bed, and I knew my wife was downstairs still. And so I tried to start screaming so that she would hear me and help me not get taken wherever I was being taken. And but in a dream, you can't yell, you can't run. If you know, you feel like you're in, you know, in maple quicksand, right? You can't. But I was so freaked out because I just felt like someone was taking me. that I successfully screamed, and to the point where my wife came upstairs, woke me up. I was still shaking, saying that it was a ghost, and it was unbelievable. So then, like, even the next day, I was still shook up. I'm like, God, maybe I should go to a doctor and see if I had a heart attack and I died and came back, and they can maybe check if there was some stress. And then everybody I would talk to was just sort of like a tough conversation. Like, it didn't really, it's like, I don't even know. One guy said to me, you know, hearing about this is like you telling me you're eating something really gross and then asking if I want a bite. So I knew at that point, maybe limit this in the podcast. But my favorite comment was my business partner, because I was still kind of shook up. You know the feeling after you've cried where you're kind of exhausted? That's kind of how I felt the whole next day, because I had had this event, right? And I had fired on all cylinders and was screaming through. I broke the third wall. I screamed, you know, through the other dimension somehow to... And my wife even said, you know, sometimes when you hear a person make noises in their sleep, it's just little peeps. She's like, no, you were full on screaming, and I had to go up there and shake you. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's a ghost. I don't know. But my business partner is like, so you think you might have died and come back to life? And I go, I don't know, maybe. And he goes, what did you do after this happened? And I go, I went back to bed right away. And he goes, so, okay, so you thought you might have died and come back to life, but then you just went back to bed? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I think you'd probably be okay. I think you just had a bad dream. So that was nice. But so that was pretty amazing. I did have this exchange with my son. He sent me this note. And so he's not good at texting. He doesn't like texting, and I think a lot of parents are going to relate to this. So he says, his text to me says, it just says a phone number, and then it says, this is the phone number to pay for airfare. Looks like this much total. So I'm like, now I know we've had a conversation about him going on spring break with the tennis team. But I actually called him. I'm like, this is a life lesson. I'm like, this is a bullshit text. You can't just text. Like, you're not a frozen caveman lawyer. So I said, Bennett, you know, I want to talk to you. I got to give you some constructive criticism. He's like, oh, God, what? I'm like, okay, when you text, how about this text? Hey, Dad, it's Bennett. Remember we talked about me going on spring break with the tennis team? Well, here's the phone number of the guy who's arranging the trip. You're going to have to call him and pay for my airfare at some point. His name is Jim. Okay. Wouldn't that have been more helpful to me? Because I feel like you're just dumping something on me and I got to decode it. And so that started this exchange, which was just amazing. So after I have this conversation with him, he says, he texts me, hey, Dad, with an exclamation point. By the way, comma, I asked Mom if I could buy a flannel to support Cole. It was $30, comma. I sent you a Venmo request for it. Anyway, you could complete that on Venmo whenever you get a chance, exclamation point. Thanks. Love you. To which I responded, hello, Bennett. Great to hear from you. That was nice of you to support your friend Cole with the purchase of a flannel shirt. I'd be happy to expedite that payment. I'll do it now. Sincerely, Dad. So I think our texting relationship will get better than that. I did also go down to the smoker and have them assist me with a man event. That man event was I had a part of my car, the Jeep Wrangler, where I needed to swap out a bumper piece, and I couldn't get the bolts out. And so they introduced me to something called Penetrating Oil, which would be a great name for a band, Penetrating Oil. And you just spray it on stuff, and I guess it's WD-40, only more serious. And so that was pretty cool. The chore went a little bit too fast, though. Like, it was like we did it really quick, and so like I felt weird asking if I could have a beer afterwards, but I wish I would have. That's generally the thing. As for today, we bought our Christmas tree. The wife is flocking it in the garage, which means spray painting it white is what is flocking a Christmas tree. We waited a little too long. I also heard a rumor there's no trees at Costco nationwide. So it seems like it's hard to get a good tree. Ours might be a little bit sketch. We'll see as it falls down what we're dealing with. She said I was a little bit humbug today. And I was trying to explain it in my own head. I'm like, I'm not humbug. It's just that when you do the Christmas stuff as a dude, it's a little bit like, hey, do you want to do Christmas stuff? And it also includes putting together a grill. You know, that's kind of what it feels like, right? Like, hey, it's you want to do Christmas stuff? Also, we need to, move these bins from upstairs and, so like my version of the holidays, that's my favorite, is everything's already set up and Christmas music is playing. You're having a cocktail, maybe some eggnog. You got some vinyl records on. You're flipping them. Now that is festive. I like it after the work part is done. So we're still in the work part. And by the way, it wasn't hard. I'm just complaining because that's what you do. I have two questions today that are related. I'm going to do both of them because this is a high value podcast. And what I think happened is this guy, he went on to an airplane. And so that was top of mind. And he's a longtime listener. These are called airplane quandaries. Oh, actually, man, he sent me three questions. All right, I'm just going to do the airplane ones.
Hey, John, it's Andy from Chicago. Got a quick travel-related question for you. I'm wondering if you are a window shade up person or a window shade down person. And do you feel strongly enough to reach over someone sleeping in the window seat to adjust the shade? Thanks. I'm looking forward to your response.
That's a hell of a question. That's how you do it, by the way. Maybe I am a humbug. I'm a window shade down guy. I've traveled a lot. I think if I was with someone and it was like their first time to New York or their first time, you know, landing or taking off at LaGuardia, not only would I want us to be on the right side of the plane, which I think is the left side of the plane, but I would want them to see that. Like, oh, you're used to a skyline? Well, this is an island that's the whole thing's a skyline. Check it out. But yeah, no, I window down for sure. And I think reaching over a sleeping person to wake up, to open the window, oh man, huge violation. That is no good. That is, oof, you wake up in the middle of that, those are fighting words. That's no, you can't do that. You can't long arm a window and slide it open just because you want a little glimpse of cloud or water. That's no good. So I'm a windows down guy, just keeping up the theme of, you know, Scrooge. I'm a platinum Delta Scrooge, I guess. But then he had one more question, which I'll sound a little bit more positive.
Hey, John, it's Andy from Chicago. I have a question for you. I'm not sure if it's a relationship question or a travel question, but wanted to get your thoughts on this. If you have a trip planned, an airline trip planned, cross country, call it Chicago to Los Angeles, and you have one upgrade to first class available, and that upgrade is by virtue of the hours you've spent traveling for business, but you are taking this trip with your significant other, who gets the upgrade? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks so much.
So I'm a little concerned for this gentleman. The main reason is he seems to not know the answer to these questions, which is very troubling. Just like you can't reach over a sleeping person and slide up a little paper window, absolutely you give it to your spouse. This is a no-brainer. So the best part of that question is he's got that little section where he's like, the miles that you earned, I'm the one that did the time. this is my seat. Be careful, man. Be really careful. No, I think of it the other way. This is a moment where getting upgraded on a flight and giving your seat to your spouse is as rewarding as being at a parent-teacher conference and someone goes out of their way, a teacher, to tell you how nice your kid is. It's almost like, you know, when that happens, it's like, oh, you're with John? You're with the big, he's a big traveler. He's a big traveling boy. And we just love John. And here's a free first class ticket for you to sit in because he does so much for us. John wanted to do this for you. It's the best, man. I love it. I love flipping the upgrade. It is, it's one of the only times you get, I feel, credit, like, for, like, hey, like, all that, all those times I wasn't there or I was working or grinding or traveling, well, you know, this is not even close to paying you back, but, you know, get a couple glasses of wine and a little more space, settle in. You know, I'll be back in 37C with a closed window. Yeah, you got to give the upgrade, man. Not a question. Man, I'm a little worried. I don't know if that was just you were just kind of rope-a-doping or what, but you got to know the answers to those. So thank you, though. I got another one from you. You might be next week as well. We'll see. He's going to be like, can you steal supplies from work? If you use them all the time, can you just bring them home to your house? This seems to be the path here, but we're going to help you. You're learning. I think just pay attention. We're going to help you. So I got to talk about Willie Anderson, my favorite insurance guy. Man, we're about to get into the expensive part of the season, the very expensive part of the season. You know, you're shelling out dough. You're going to dinner parties. I'm going to be another couple with a date. So I'm kind of like the buffer or the fluffer. I don't know which one, but we'll be with some other couples at the Big Wood momentarily. But all that stuff adds up. So why not call Willie? He told me the other day, he's out of his t-shirts. No more t-shirts that say, as a rule, stupidity is covered. They're gone. The Sunday morning coming down shirts are gone. He'll make more. But why not call him? You know, let him know. I'll get one of his social media posts and put it on ours. Just tag him, and he'll give you a quote, and you're save money. So if you're going to shell out X hundred dollars for holiday gifts, but Willie's going to save you X hundred dollars, then maybe Willie bought holiday gifts for you, basically. So yeah, that's Will Anderson. He answers his phone. He's there. He insures you like he'd insure himself. And hey, there's the little dad bod dog. He's down here. Hi, buddy. So to finish, this is not a drinking story, but I thought it was funny. I've been noticing when I wake up in the morning and I look in the mirror that I look like I've been president of the United States for two terms. I have these bags under my eyes, and I finally was like, geez, what the hell? And so I sent a text to my group text, the Gordo Cinco, the Fat Five. And I just said, hey, guys, you know, I'm wondering about have any of you ever experienced these bags under your eyes and what is that, you know, what does that mean? You know, one guy from California, of course, he says, do a cleanse. And I said, what does that do? It'll make you feel better, but you better ask. He refers to one of our other buddies who's kind of our McConaughey. He's our spiritual leader. And so then the one guy says, hey, it's dehydration, but I don't know as much stuff as the other guys, but I'd say dehydration. So now the spiritual leader comes in here. He says, I've seen a noticeable increase in bags as well. A lot is puffy bloat, I think from bad eating and gluten. I think green tea is an amazing cleanser. I forgot about it, but as soon as I start drinking it regularly, I feel like it helps remove a lot of bloat.
I hear preparation H under the eyes also works. Haven't tried it. That could be a prank, so don't do that, anyone. I don't want anybody going blind. But my favoritely, then the guy just, one of them just says, my buddies, he just says, it's basically just don't drink, don't smoke, don't chew, don't eat sugar. Don't be stressed and get plenty of sleep, which is great. I'll get right on that. To which I replied, and no coffee. So, yeah, I guess I'll have some bags under my eyes. That's all right. Because maybe in the next week or so, an alien's going to abduct me in the middle of, maybe they were trying to take me. And like, this is how they're going to explain what a podcast is on another planet. I was so close, guys, to a bigger audience of different people. So if I'm not on next week, it's because I was taken. I did tell my one buddy, I said, hey, if I was right and I had a near-death experience and I end up dying, I said, all I want you to do at my funeral is read that Alex Daddario, just stand up, just word for word, read that that entire Instagram post, and I'll be good. So I hope you're good out there. Have a great start to December. Get it.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through.